Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Turn Up Tuesday, and I'm your host, Nikki D. What's going on? Alrighty, well, tonight we're going to be discussing eight starter relationships, eight argument starters in relationships. What's up, ma'am?
Can you hear me, Nikki?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What's going on?
I'm just cooling, man. I had me a couple of little drinks. I've been politicking all day. What's good with you?
Oh, ain't nothing up with me. Well, welcome to Turn Up Tuesday, everybody. We just had a little small technical difficulty due to the window.
We need to get to these producers, man, because, you know, that's good money people wasting where everybody else waiting on this show that,
right.
You know what I'm saying, they ought to have it together, you know what I'm saying? And I've been sitting here trying to figure out what's going on, especially when we be in different areas, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they definitely got to get that on the show.
I'm
glad to be in acquaintance with everyone tonight.
Oh, yeah. Seems like we got a full house. Thank goodness. What's going on, everybody? Well, you know, we got to start out with current affairs and making. So, what's going on?
With the current affairs and making. It was kind of stagnant again this week. Making is doing good. As far as, like, beefing goes or whatever. Now, a lot of relationships. We've had a lot of new relationships being formed over Facebook, and, you know, that's a good thing and a bad thing at the same time. But it's how you handle it. And hopefully, these people that's having these new relationships, they continue to thrive off of them, because it can get ugly like real fast. So, you know, take heed to not letting social media in on all your business. But, you know, pretty much that's making it a nutshell right now. You know, everybody's shopping. Everybody getting their school shopping through. And
I know the happiness is going good, then, because everybody getting their
hair,
getting their kids' hair done.
Man, what? So many little children are just calling, like, I need this, I need that. And they're like, okay. And when I tell them, they'll be like, okay, let me ask my dad and let me ask my mom. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I went hard today. It's probably going to be a long week this week, but I don't mind. You know, I'm grateful to even be in the position I'm in to even accommodate everybody.
Right, and that's definitely a blessing. Well, I do want to give a big shout-out. Oh, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And another thing, me and DJ Ron about to start doing a old school Saturday at Bar 41. Like, it's gonna be like once every third Saturday of the month.
Okay.
And this particular month we're gonna be doing 1996 to 2000. So that gets you Biggie, Outkast, Tupac, and some Young Jeezy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then a Tribe Called Quest.
You're
gonna have some of that in there?
Yeah, we're gonna have a holiday in there. And the good thing about it, it's only $5. And like the first 50 ladies are free. Yeah, we ain't knocking no heads off. You know what I'm saying? So we just wanna have a good, nice crowd. It's 25 and older, of course. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a nice,
okay,
good crowd. Everybody gonna have it. You know, we're gonna have a good time. I'm hosting. He DJing. If anybody know DJ Run, he go in on the ones and twos. He can adapt to any kind of club party scene. He can be 18-year-old people. He can be 50-year-old people. DJ Run gonna get it done. Dang, I sound like a buddy I done sent them call.
You sure did.
Ron Jones gonna do that deal. Well, I said DJ Ron gonna get it done.
I mean, I ain't mad at you though.
Also has this new thing going. It's almost similar to the show that me and Nikki are doing. It's called Battle of the Sexes. Wednesday night at Bar 41. It's where when you come in the door, all the men are separated to this side and all the women are separated to that side. Okay, we got DJ Ron up at the top. What happens is the host, which is Shamonte and Trina, people write down questions that they like the men. All the men write down the questions that they would want to ask a female. And the question is asked to the female, so any female in that section, they even can answer the question or not. And all the women, you know, they write down their question that they want to ask a man. They go from there. So it'd be real cool, man. I had a good time last week discussing why women do this and why men do that, and you know, your input would be greatly, greatly appreciated. It'd be real nice. So that's something to do on Wednesday. Yeah, that's something to do when you want to be grown and like drinks for $3 and $2 and $3, and you know, you really can't beat it. It'd be a nice, good, grown crowd. I enjoyed it, and I can't wait to go check it out tomorrow.
Okay, well,
I don't have any questions for them.
I talked to Patrick is my cousin, and we were talking the other day, and we were talking about he's doing something else as well that he wanted to collaborate with us with. Something about a lingerie,
okay,
something. And
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know he mentioned it to me Saturday about us collaborating together, to do that. So I think,
right,
you know, that might be, you know, that we can, kind of talk about together. You know, kind of tune in on that and see if we'll be able, you know,
yeah,
kind of work.
But when you throw the word lingerie out there, that means something like almost bedtime behavior. And I seen where it was like, you know, best dressed male, you know, sleepwear. It didn't really say that, but you know, it was a prize for the best male sleepwear. And then like the woman gets best lingerie. Almost said lingerie.
I mean, you know, that's the right way to say it.
Well, no, it's lingerie. It's lingerie. But yeah, it's a couple of more, like, you know, people doing pajama parties. There's a pajama party coming up on the 31st. I'm kind of scared to go to any kind of place like that with my pajamas on because, you know, I'm King Dick print and shit. So yeah,
Wait a minute. You said you King what now?
Of King Dick print.
That's so stupid.
I've been King Dick print.
Okay, well, you know, I ain't know.
Oh, you ain't know.
I'm glad you let me know. I'm glad you let me know. I passed out.
Yeah.
Well, before we go to the topic, I do have another question for you. I did kind of want to ask you about what happened to Paul Charles Sproul, though. What happened to that? Did you know anything
to
who took Paul Charles? Pork chop stroller. The lady said somebody stole pork chop stroller off the porch.
Who was pork chop? Somebody,
Somebody was.
Yeah, they returned the stroller, though, didn't they?
Well, I don't know if they returned pork chop stroller or not. I was trying to see. I was asking you, you know, whether or not they gave the pork chop stroller back.
Is pork chop for making?
I don't know where Paul Chop from.
I gave, you know, Teresa that be stopping everybody for change.
Yes.
I gave her some Chuck E. Cheese coins. I gave her some Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
No.
Yeah, she throwed them bitches on the ground. She's like, this ain't real.
No.
I'm like, man, you can go to. Cause they was in the cup holder, and she need to stop popping up on folk like that, man.
She do pop up on you, don't she?
Man, and she be at your window like a ghost or something. You be just be sitting down there, you know, you look to your left and be like, doom.
I heard she was real smart.
Well, you know, the thing about that, man, everybody always say somebody be smart when they be done did some fucked up shit in life and done went down the wrong path or whatever. They say the same thing about Jump Monster. You remember Jump Monster, God rest the dead, R.I.P.? They said, you know, Jump Monster was like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she on the east side. She out east side has our own Teresa, which was Jump Monster. And, you know, they say she was smart. I thought she got hit by a car.
Damn.
If I'm not mistaken. On one of them dark roads. You know what I'm saying? Same thing probably would happen with Teresa if she don't stop doing. But Teresa's smart. She ain't coming out there in the nighttime. She probably be chilling at the store. But yeah, you know, everybody, you know, they had different stuff to say about people. Like with Jump Monster, they were like, she was a school teacher, which I believe. But that's her name. That's her name. Everybody gave her that name. On East Side. So when we get a nickname, that's your name.
That's it for life.
They call me. Right now, on this side of town, they don't call me Miguel or Mel. They call me Weasel. They call me Weasel, and they call me Jesus. That's what they call me on this side.
I sure do. I definitely do remember that. Well, I do want to give a shout-out to one of our callers, Alonzo. Remember Alonzo that called in? He called in a lot. Well, he is a grandfather now. And I definitely want to give him a shout out for that. You know, very cute.
Shout out to Alonzo.
And I got a surprise. We got T Love on standby tonight. You know, he gonna chime in.
Oh, T Love. We ain't heard from T Love in a minute.
I don't know what's going on with T Love, but I don't know either, man. The other day, I seen him
praising marriages. I think he about to try to jump the broom, and he's trying to get himself together for it. If you're listening to T-Love, let me host your reception, man. You can DJ at your own reception, can't you? If you can.
When he gets through getting married,
you know, we can turn up at the reception and he can, you know, I know he probably want to dance with his wife, but he can still DJ. It's cheaper. He can DJ his own reception for free.
How he gonna do that and be productive though? You know he got to take pictures. You know the reception. He probably might not want to work through his reception.
Man, now this would be the first ever DJ to redo his own wedding reception and still take pictures. Man photography, you know Man Photography? Man Photography can do all that. He got the drone thing. It'll fly up in the air and take pictures. Man.
You right. Well, T-Love, you know, well, shout out to T-Love. We're going to let you do that. We're going to ask you about it when you get on that, though. We're definitely going to ask you about
that
it.
Right. That's right.
Okay, well, tonight's topic is 8 argument starters in relationships. Okay, here we go. Well, I do not have an article tonight. I will be coming with mine straight from the dome. So we're gonna make this a great debate tonight. We're gonna see whether or not Mel can handle my top 8. Well, plus one. We're gonna see if we can make that happen. If for you guys, anybody have any questions that want to call in, want to talk on it, go ahead and let us know and press one, and we'll go ahead and chime you in. So for now, me and Mel will start it off, and then T-Love, we see you on deck. We'll go ahead and get you in just a moment. So, Mel, you want to start a couple of yours?
Okay. I will. My top 5 arguments are really probably everybody arguments because I'm always right because I'm a Capricorn and I always say the right things. You already know I'm winning anyway, Nikki, so I don't know.
You're going to do all 5 of yours and then you want me to chime T-Love in or how you want
to? You tell me how you want to. Yeah, I'm going to do all 5 of mine. Probably would take about 10 or 15 minutes of everybody time in between each one. But I'm going to start off with my 5th, starting from 5 to number 1.
Okay, then you go ahead and do that, then we'll talk on it, then I'll try to see love on it.
All right.
Go ahead.
Number 5. When you get off work and you don't come straight home, but you get home and you be fucked up. That's an argument starter. Women hate that.
Definitely.
Oh, man, hate that. You know, women gonna always be mad because you ain't checking on home first or whatever. You get out work and then you be, have your work outfit on. You might be at the home by house or whatever. Like young niggas, they don't go home. If him and his old lady stay in the practice or whatever, he don't go home. He go to his home by house and they play video games. So they play PlayStation and smoke blunts. And then, you know, they get home, they be wasted. And, you know, they... old lady still at work or whatever. If she's there, either way, he might not answer the phone. Number four. When you clean up and you know where you put something at, but they move it, I hate that. If you stay with somebody and y'all together and you put something somewhere and your old lady or your old man feel like they cleaning up everything and they move something that you had put in a specific place and then when you go back to look for it, it ain't down no more. And then you ask them where it at, they be trying to act so dumbfounded about where it's at. Then they be like, oh, after about 30 minutes, you arguing now. After about 30 minutes into the argument, they asking you, what you put somewhere, what you, then you be that thing, that little box, you know, you trying to describe it to them and therefore, you shouldn't move another person's items that they have put in a particular place in the household because that will eventually start an argument. So don't touch my stuff. I won't touch your stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to do my number 3, and I'm going to save my top 2 for later, which I hope none of y'all don't try to speak of.
Number 3.
I know mine. You probably ain't going to have these. Number 3, when y'all have a get together and you show out in front of the company and everybody laughing at your other half, boy, when they leave, boy, they be, what? You didn't have to say that about none of you cracking on her family. You know, I'm free hearted, so whatever I say around my friends, I ain't finna say nothing that I ain't finna say in front of her. So, but at the end of the day, if we had, let's say we have a family get together or have friends over whatever, you know how everything gets heated with conversations and we laughing about it and you wind up cracking on your other half and everybody laughing at them, that's going to eventually be like a big argument.
I got a story for that one, and that is true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
You might not get none that night. I'll call you showing out in front of your friends.
You sure that's
my number 3. You guys, let me hear your story.
Okay. This actually happened. You know, it was in my situation or whatever, but one of my family members, we were at a little get together, and my friend was cracking on them. And when I said, and he was going in, right? But he was just joking because he's silly. You know, he was a comedian, whatever. Man, he gave it to my little brother's old bag. My little brother was so mad.
He's like, I don't even want to be your brother no more.
I mean, right.
Like, you ain't my sister. You thought it. Right. When you hurt that bad, when you go to hurt that bad, when you.
Right. And then it was so funny, man, because his girl was laughing too. And see, I didn't know what happened, but it's just so funny that you made it. That do happen. People be. A lot of folks do not like to be Jones. They do not.
That's for real.
They gon' fuck when they get home. That's at the bottom line.
You ain't getting none. Cause she or he is gonna feel like you should have been taken up for me. You should have did some kind of something or anything to that sort or the matter. But you didn't because it was funny to you too. So if I'm out somewhere, I got cracking skills. So you ain't finna crack on nobody with me or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We more likely you're going to leave it out offended. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
See, so, I'm like that. I'm a Jones to the end, too.
Right.
I'm a Jones to the end, too.
And I can take it. You know what I'm saying? I can take it. You crack on me, I can take it.
Yeah, see, you know, yeah, it's funny, though. But I'm going to go ahead and chime in, T-Love, and then I'm going to start on mine. We're going to holler at him.
Okay, I'm going to say, you say you do your 303, and I'm going to say my top two. My top two
what's
so
up,
far.
T-Love?
Now,
T-Love, what's going on?
Yo,
T-Love. What's up, baby?
Hey.
What's going on, baby? Baby,
yeah,
how, baby?
Al B. Shirley is in the building.
Well, I'm sure.
Well, you know, okay. We're going on tour, man. Me, Al B., Christopher Williams, the comedian, Pierre, and, man, dig this, man. We bringing out Tony Terry, man. So it's going to be
five days of brown.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
It's coming to,
So y'all gonna be covering high. Y'all gonna be covering the Temptations tracks or y'all gonna come with some original music?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? We got well, we gonna do just the classic hits, man, but we got some new stuff, you know what I'm saying, coming up, man. You know, it ain't light if it ain't tight, you know what I'm saying? And
you're dead right,
you know, you know, boyfriend number two, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we doing
yeah,
that's
cool.
Baby. Like some real G. Hey man, I heard the comment, yeah, man, by doing the reception and, you know what I'm saying, actually
yeah,
getting married, man. One thing about it, I might do like with digital.
You gotta do a set.
But see, me and AJ, the DJ, been talking, I'm gonna have a hologram, right? You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a hologram.
A Coachella hologram
of me DJing in that thing, man, while I'm sitting at the head table, man, enjoying. I'm like, damn, that's a bad DJ I hired. yeah, man. Shout out to Teresa too. I seen the other day too, man. You gave her the Chuck E. Cheese coins, man. I gave her the scratch off, man. That already had the numbers already shown, man. So she should be skipping up on them right now. But hey, listen, check this out, man. These arguments, no, y'all so crazy. Hey, check this out. These arguments, man, is off the chain, man. I'm gonna tell you. You know, in the black community, you know what I'm saying, primarily. Now, I don't know how other people get down, but I want to say, man, I want to give, I I've been doing it, and then just looking back on, you know, let me see. Ain't nobody perfect. Let's just say, what is a good argument? When you in the club, or you in the spot, you in the place to be, you in the party, or whatever the case may be. Let's say, man, you go to the bathroom, right? You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You got something sexy with you, you know what I'm saying? This your lady, whatever, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no off-brand, this ain't no knockoff.
I see where you're going.
You come back. On the walk back, somebody just all in your good ear. You know what I'm saying? And then not only, you know what I'm saying, is she look like, you know, she ignoring me.
She enjoying it.
You know, she might do that laugh when they flip their hair. You know,
Nicky know. Oh, yeah, this is Brazilian.
I got this bundle here from mail over there on the east side.
Yeah, but I'm walking up.
You walk up. You know what I'm saying? And she continues to talk.
Right. That's the
argument.
You know
what I'm saying? It ain't no acknowledgement of you. She continues to talk, player boy. Not only that, she might have given the hug. Not the side church hug, but the hug.
Together.
To let him know
that. I hit you a later hug.
Any given Sunday, you can get it. Now, I'm going to tell you now, boy. That's the argument right there. I don't care how secure you are as a man. That's going to make you feel that type of way.
I felt like that. I got a story about that too, man. I was in overtime.
Okay.
And
the lights on, everybody can see you.
See, but my lady friend, she was back in the back. She was like doing a little study thing. You know what I'm saying? She just was there with me. She wanted to study and she didn't want to chill. I was watching the playoffs. No dudes all around and or whatever. I went to the bar to get something to eat or whatever. On the way back, dude was in the bar. Yeah, because she just wanted to be there. Hey, man,
okay.
Don't judge my people. So on my way back, there's a nigga back there. You know, I'm already tipsy or whatever. It's a nigga that he just talking or whatever, asking her about, you know. She told me what he was asking her about. He was like, you know, what you studying and all. You know, that was his come on line.
Yeah.
But I immediately, when I walked up, I was like, I asked him, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, before I knew it. And, you know, he didn't really have a chance, but, you know, he just was still just looking crazy. But that the argument do happen. But it wasn't an argument that night because I didn't see nothing going on. I don't know. He shouldn't have been there.
Mm-hmm.
She should immediately.
That's what's going on. That's what's replaying in your mind right now.
Yeah. She should immediately shushed him away.
He should have been gone.
That's the overtime. Everybody see you. They be like, man, your girl is hot, man.
It's a well lit area.
She should have shushed them all off about it.
But you know what a friend of mine tell me? They'll tell me that, you know, I'm going to get you where you cut up where you act up at. So right then, you put the checks on right there. Don't wait until later.
Nah.
You put the checks on right there because that's where you get them at. You get them where they cut up, I guess.
Well, with that situation, you can be inebriated to the extent where you would do that. But sometimes you got to control yourself because it couldn't have been nothing. She might could have checked him. That's what happened in my situation. She actually checked him. But, you know, niggas are persistent.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas that got dreads, them niggas persistent.
The niggas that don't got dreads,
no, a chicken to him, I got a man. The nigga that don't got dreads, he'll walk off. The nigga with the dreads, that nigga ain't hearing that shit.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna start on a couple of mine then. Now these are the ones I came up with myself.
Well, you better have them in order, man. You better have them in order now.
I'm starting with the first one, and we kind of talked about it a little bit. You and I met a minute ago. Housework. You know, that irks me when, like you said, when you come home. Now you said when they lose something, you know, when they misplace something that you know where it was. But
yeah, they clean it up.
I'm like this. You need to clean up before I get there. If you done made a mess, I need you to clean it up. I need to clean up before I get there. That's my number
Pause on side your number one. When you got a man that clean up anyway, you ought to be good. See, you've been dealing with little boys that like to mess up and leave dishes in the sink and all that. I'm the type of person that if I cook, if I get home before you do, I'm gonna probably cook dinner. I used to do this. I actually did this. I hope there's a person probably listening right now that can tell how they missed out. And they know they missed out because they tried to come back, but I ain't no boomerang.
Ain't no boomerang.
I used to cook soul food dinners and then run the bath waters because I knew they were getting up at 5 o'clock. I got off at 3:30. I keep shit in the kitchen, flip flop cook because I'm hungry too because you know I'm gonna eat. And then, you know, like right when I know they're probably about 5 or 10 minutes before I know they're gonna get home, I'll run their bath water. Boom. Oh, they come in high, they smell the food and the high clean. That's how they smell. Then I got like some beer. No, they like Bud Lights and no, like someone like wine. And I did that. So you dealing with a little boy when it comes to you saying, you know, niggas messing up in the house and shit, leaving boxes on top of the dough, the dough jam.
Yeah, what that is one of my pet peeves.
But what do y'all
think?
I didn't know you had a list. Go ahead, Nikki.
Okay, the next one is being online too much. Always on social media. Now, I am guilty of that. Now, I must admit, I'm guilty of that. You know, when I'm at home, I'm always on Facebook or something like that. Because, I mean, I don't have nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, again, yeah, we could be chilling or talking or whatever, but, like, I just chime in to see what's going on because somebody always telling the business or something, you know, in a new relationship or something.
Being online is not a problem if you're conducting a business.
Well, yeah, so and that's
that,
true.
Yours can be default. What number is that on your list?
That's my number two.
That's your number
two. Yeah,
your highest argument being
now,
number
my
five.
Ones, no, oh no, I'm going. Yeah, my highest ones. You know, I'm going. I'm starting from my lowest. I'm starting from my lowest.
You start. Okay. I started from my lowest.
Yeah. So my number, which that was my number two. My number three, selfish. You know, a selfish person. Like, you know, when you want me to do things that you want to do, but when I ask you to do something for me, it's always an issue. If you know, I ain't gonna do it. I don't want to do it. You know, so that's another one.
What you got to say about that, T. Love? What you got to say about that?
Well, you know, it's a lot of that, you know what I'm saying, that occurs in relationships, especially when that guy who you dating with is a mama's boy, or he always used to be catered to by other women that he's been with, and then
right.
He expect that same thing from you. So that's not surprising right there. And as far as the social media, I was going to talk about that too. You know what I'm saying?
What
you
about
know, that's what's really causing marriages
problems.
To be broken. You know, I do my research every week with cyberbullying, social media awareness, and things of that nature, man. It's been happy homes that have been broke up because you liking these pictures,
yeah.
Man. You can't like every picture, man.
See, this is my thing, T-Love.
Leaving smiley faces in the inbox.
Yeah, the heart eyes. You know the heart eyes. This is my thing. She made that her, like, the third argument start a top third.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that would be, that is actually my number one argument starter. Anything that has to do with social network, it's gonna start an argument every time. Mm-hmm. It could be liking a picture,
right.
Commenting on a picture,
right.
being on the internet,
your stuff,
anything.
That should have been
your number one. I was hoping you weren't gonna say my number one, but you said my number one for your number three. So I need your number two. I need your top two to be way better than that, because I don't know nothing worse than start an argument over. Let me get my number two out so you can rock the boat.
Get your number two off. Get your number two out.
My number two, when they bring up old shit that was supposed to be old shit, but they throw the old shit in your face all the time. That's gonna start an argument.
Hey, man, women got a security lock on their memory that they can open up any given time.
Right.
And don't you tell no woman no sensitive. And don't you tell no woman nothing sensitive during pillow talk. If you bring it up during the argument,
but
the next time you want to kill yourself, you call that bitch.
You ain't say that shit when you was out there buying them shoes for that other bitch. You know,
yeah.
Shit like that. You know, they got it locked. Look, that's their ammunition. They act like, oh, it's okay, it's all right, it's over, you know, it's over with, you know, we love each other.
She was even talking about your mama.
That, yeah, she got something buried so far down in her ammunition. A woman has something buried so far. If you've been in a relationship with a woman and you talk to her about everything, because a true relationship, you're going to talk about everything.
Yeah.
Pillow talk. That pillow talk. So it's going to be something so deep that she can use to cut you. And don't let her resort to social media with it, because she's going to rip you. You got to really do something bad. You got to do something real bad.
I'm in my feelings. Somebody as sweet as Nikki D, you know what I'm saying? Nikki D, I know you got a heart of gold. But I know that it's a button that somebody can push that can make you go over the top.
Every woman has it, and I'm glad you said that, you know, because everybody that knows me knows that nobody has ever really seen me just get there. But I'm scared to go there. So that's why, because I know I probably can get stupid.
I can get stupid,
and that's why, you know, when I'm talking to somebody, somebody's trying to get to know me, and I'm like, you know.
I remember you dated one of my close friends, and he went there. And boy, if you ain't know all his first name, you knew that nigga maiden name.
But y'all know, I'm the sweetest person y'all could ever know. But yes, when you take me there, I go there. I get stupid, you know, and I don't like to get stupid, so I just try not to.
You know what calls that amongst women? You can pillow talk all you want to. But if you treat that woman real nice, knowing your intentions are to smash and go, mess around and hit raw.
Mm-hmm.
By women can't take no raw dick. Like some women need to smell raw. She like it three times the amount that you like it.
The what they call that meat to meat.
Meat to meat. But be careful, boy. About that meat to meat, boy.
I think Outkast said it best when they say don't pull your thing out unless you're ready to bang.
That's right.
Don't pull your thing out unless you're ready to bang. Because see, when it bang, it going to bang real heavy. Okay.
Boy.
It ain't, especially when she, you know, like you say, she about halfway.
That's on both forward.
And then so that girl that she met the first time, it was just a, hey, how you doing, man? Oh, man, you so stupid. I be hearing you.
That's right.
And then
let you be on hit raw.
You let that same chick come up 3 weeks later with the, hey, man, what's going on? I heard you on the show. Your girl going to be like that. Uh-huh, yeah, bitch, I'm right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right here.
She doing the lean in
like a hot party when old girl was dancing with dudes. And she kept leaning in trying to show her face.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
But
see, to avoid the Young Jock situation, see, that's what Young Jock on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. He all them girls raw. That's why they about to fight.
Yeah.
That man got three wives, four baby mamas.
Get what the women thinking in their mind, the women thinking, all the women on the outside looking in, Lil Jockma got that good thing. They crazy because he hit them raw. And women don't realize that.
But you know what? And I, shoot, the way they fussing over Lil Jon had me looking at him another way. But damn, you know, I'm looking at
something
a little different.
No, Lil Jon probably ain't even really working with me. Lil Young Jock probably just hit
him
around.
He had that song, you know, I made that juice box
wet. Hey. Down there, break a neck. One leg up, then I hit her with the flick.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hit her with the flick, man. Hey, he got eight children. Four baby mama, three wives, two girlfriends, and a chick that he really want to be with. This man got too much going
on. That nigga supposed to be dead. Hey, that nigga really, he supposed to be dead.
All right.
He really
right.
Then they try to bring him together. Added mama eyes and all that old kind of
shit. I'm going to have a date with all y'all. Right. He's talking about, I'm going to have a date with all y'all. Nigga, this episode is over.
Okay, what you going to give me is those chicks. Settle for that though. I'm not that woman. I'm not gonna settle for that. I'm not getting ready to sit. I don't mind, you know.
Well, see, you got self esteem, Nikki. You got self esteem.
Yeah. You got a real high self esteem.
Right.
Oh, I think Nikki been hit raw though, dog. I think she been hit raw.
Are you stupid?
Hit raw. I don't know. I can tell you, man. You recently hit raw. Yeah. I don't know.
You
already
know who I go with. You see, I go with Pooch
Hall.
You see, I post
on
Facebook. That's me, the
guy.
That's who I'm with. Yeah.
Homie. Yeah,
I thought you were that nigga with all that tight stuff on that you put on Facebook, that picture with that dude and all that tight shit. I said, nigga, wild in here.
That nigga got his dick in a change purse, nigga.
Hey.
Nigga, pull up. Is he fucking tonight? Yeah, let me pull my dick out my change purse.
He had on a small leather from Baby Gap.
Did he have some young clothes? Well, my number four, man, you already said that one about the hanging out after work and coming home. So you are my number four. Now, my number five is confiding in their friends too much.
That's the argument.
Oh, right. And the nigga that got eight baby mamas and five children.
Yeah. I'll just tell another person about what you got going on in your household, and it gets back to the person that's in your household. Mm-hmm. Now that could overcome the social networks in reality, but social media will still overtake that because people believe social media before they believe reality these days.
Yeah, right.
So what you post.
I mean, and that's the truth. And that's the truth, and that's why I feel like relationships, again, should not be exposed. Now, I can see a picture here or there, but when you just get on Facebook, you know, I'm in a relationship with ABCD, you know, people don't know why people all day.
I put a joke out there one time.
Right.
I said, damn, just when I was about to fall in love, and women were just hitting me up, and I was right there with my girlfriend. I said, baby, look. And I put a picture up of Lemon Pepper Wayne. I said, what y'all talking about? I ain't talking about my personal life. I said, man, I was feeling a little working out, but I'm trying to cheat with these Lemon Pepper Wayne.
Damn right.
I'm in love with these Lemon Pepper Wayne. My girl is not on no social media site, and I find that to be odd because, you know, she's a little younger
you know
than
what?
I am.
But
here's the point. When she seen it, and she seen how many folks were just coming, just back to back to back to back to back, and then when I put the joke out there, she was like, dang. So you can put that out there, and they can instantly just hit you up thinking that it's something wrong at home.
Right.
I said, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I'm guilty.
They do. And people assume.
It's a joke. You know what I'm
saying? But these days, women, it's a lot of women can't take men with the personality of just having like everything going good for themselves because they think it's a lie in there somewhere. You know what? And I practice
men like that too.
A lot of these women, they be on Facebook or whatever, they be asking for all of this and all of that. They ain't even really got that to offer you. You know what I'm saying? They want all of this, the horse and the carriage, but they ain't even got that to offer you. So why are they?
I'm glad you said that, man, because you know what? I told this to a group of females this one time. They holler about, you know, the thing. Nikki D, you probably been in this situation. Ain't no good man out there. All of them low down. I said, well, how many children do you have? Four?
Right.
I said, now, if I'm a single man with no kids, no drama, yeah, I got it going on. I got my own this, I got my own that. Why would I bring a woman with four kids into this equation? Well, I take care of all my damn kids. And I said, see, but ain't no peace over there. You know, so if
there ain't no peace.
Did y'all see the World Star clip
of the young dude staying with his girlfriend and the ex boyfriend kicked the door in?
No.
Bruh. That's probably been the talk of Facebook for the past 30-45 minutes.
Hold on, the ex boyfriend came over.
The girlfriend went, I think she was there or she went there, but he came over and kicked the door in with his homeboy. The new boyfriend stayed with her now. Boy, that nigga came in, that nigga, he was little too. He was like, well, a little midget, and the other nigga was tall. He was like, I'm OG such and such from 6th Street. They call me New York.
He was like, I do this and this.
That's my mama on that picture. That's my auntie on that picture. It's mine. I'm gonna tell you what. I gave you a pass. I'm set and set. I'm the alpha male. All eyes die about that pussy. Is you ready?
Okay.
I am. He told me. What? Yeah, what? He had it.
That actually leads to my number 8. When y'all was up, baby mama. Well, hold on, we got a caller. Hold on, 1 second. Let me get in there.
Aye. Hello. But yeah, T-Lord, he told a nigga.
That nigga said he had died about it, and that's what I say. Well, you know what?
Right.
I do like,
hello,
C-Love,
I can't hear. Hello?
They don't know where they're.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
That ain't me.
Nah, hey. What? The niggas ain't over there.
they be playing, but there might have been Lorenzo, man. There might have been Lorenzo finna call in, man. Lorenzo ain't called in.
Since he got that t-shirt, man.
Okay.
He don't call in since he got a t-shirt. Hello, you on the air.
Okay,
the last 2 digits is 7267.
That's a little number, the girl. I'm going to talk.
Might be an old boy from the video. He done called in.
They ain't paying no attention. But, you know, Buddy Boy would have been got beat up, though. Like, you know, after he said all that, would you die for it? And he was like, you ready to die for it? He was like, I am. And he was like, as a matter of fact, when I come back, you better be gone. That's what he told Buddy. But Buddy Boy was like, my child, he was like, fuck your child. I buried both of y'all about mine. I was like, boy, that nigga mean business about his girlfriend, boy.
That nigga, man.
We would have had to fight about that, though. If he tell me fuck my child, though, dog.
I got to see what you talking about. Now, was this the midget that said that or the tall guy?
Money.
The midget said it.
Yeah, I got to go ahead and kick him in the forehead.
Yeah, that's been
okay,
too much fight going on. We got a call on the line?
Yeah, hello?
I heard another caller.
I'm talking on three-way, ain't he?
Caller.
You on the air. Caller, you on the air.
He done tuned in, but he ain't turned up.
You got to hang up and clear that.
He done tuned in, but he ain't turned up.
You ain't turned up? Okay.
He like,
hey.
That nigga said, give me 10 on 6. Y'all heard him. Let me get gas station. Give me 10 on that El Camino.
Let me get a piece of that chicken back there under that light back there. I know it's been back there all day. You want to put like 25 cents for that, don't you?
Okay, well, my number 6 is...
Yeah.
Your mom.
You got so many
nuts.
Your mom and your bed, or
that,
oh,
that really, I don't know.
I had a song
know.
About that,
oh,
that back in the day.
You know what?
Yeah.
When it comes to that, right, that situation, it's according to what the situation is. Cause you know, mama always know best. And I ain't saying that to be saying this, but women tend to try to say things and put it over your head in a different terminology. So you know, it's okay to ask questions. You can't never ask the wrong question. That's how I was raised. You can't never ask the wrong question, because if you don't ask,
yeah,
you ain't gonna
know.
Yeah,
but think about it though. Listen to me,
T-Lo. Who I'ma ask? I ain't gonna ask you, because you ain't gonna be straight with.
When your mama stay in your business, think about it. When you mad, and y'all mad, she go tell her mama. Then y'all get back together. Y'all cool. Mom still looking at you sideways. Hold on, we gotta call her. Yeah, mama.
Nah, mama ain't looking at you sideways. No, she ain't. She gonna still love you, baby.
She gonna still love you, but she gonna think you stupid too.
Yeah.
What's up? You on the air?
Yeah, your mama gonna still love you because she gave birth to you, but at the same time, she gonna tell all her friends at the beauty shop that your ass is stupid. Because one thing about it, when you're dealing with somebody and controversy goes down, really it's between those two people. When the outside come in, you'll do what you gotta do because I've done it. But at the end of the day, man, like I say, man, you're still gonna go bad.
I'm talking about if you and your old lady got something going on, the same way they say the same thing about it. Don't go tell your friend. Don't let your friend is your worst enemy when it comes to a relationship. Don't go to them. If you can't talk to your old lady at the time about the situation, why not talk to your mama? My mama ain't gonna look at no other woman stupid when it comes to that. She gonna tell me the right thing to do.
Hold on, that's
not
a woman. Is that brother falls on? That's on ruler.
Sound like it.
Sound like Zorilla. I thought that was Zorilla. No, man, I know. I know that nigga, though. But what I'm saying is...
that nigga look like Bill Bellamy, man.
Man, y'all nigga killing me tonight. I'm going to put this in a situation, too. Let's say the mama don't like the girl. So I always say this, 9 times out of 10, if your mama don't like your chick, nigga, you can smash your side chick at her house while she at work. Sometimes the mama is a pro and a con. It depends on if she like the chick.
See, I got a real mama. She ain't finna be like, nah, it ain't gonna be all these women.
Everybody's mama ain't real like that, though. You know what I'm saying? It's different folk for different strokes. I just try to keep people out of my business at the most part. And if I deal with that person who I deal with, and I let them know so they can know, where it went wrong. Yeah. Communication is the key, man. That's just how I feel.
It just depends on the relationship. It depends on the relationship you got with your closest family members when it comes to that. It's always going to be somebody that a woman can't confide in and a dude can't confide in with nothing won't leak out. And nothing get told. A woman is way more slicker than a man, so she got several girlfriends. She tell all of them that. She even tell them when the first time they had sex with somebody else. But you got to watch that.
And how it was.
Exactly. So when they tell them, that either gives the woman her best friend or friend a depiction of, if it was that good, I want to try it.
If it was that good, it was that bad.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
exactly.
And so that's what you do. You open up the door. So if you don't open up Pandora box, you do it from the rip.
Okay.
And I just sound like so. I don't even know that guy.
So what y'all saying is okay. I have 3 men on the phone right now. So basically, what y'all saying? The number one really is the social media, right?
Nowadays. Yeah, you put your business out there, and we don't know it.
You still got issues like money, romance,
money was my number 7, but it seems like our number 1 is going to be social media because as I check
and then I look at. Like I told you. My is always right. I be right. The number one catch of an argument
social media.
started social media. You're going to say something about social Facebook media. Or some kind of something every other day, every day. You ain't going to argue about no money. If your nigga broke and he's still doing what he's supposed to be doing around the crib, as long as he ain't said nothing on Facebook about nothing, you straight.
Yep, but now that nigga broke, but he ain't other bitch. Look, now he broke, he ain't other bitch inbox, though. And that's the problem right there. Because now he's like, you posting up every day, I love you, but you and the other bitch down inbox. But they got screenshots now. You know, this is not the 90s. This is not the Beeper era no more. So you get caught on that sloppy shit.
So exactly. So when you get caught, yeah. when she posted, everybody in it. Poof.
Everybody in her close. You find yourself defending what you posted up 3 months ago, but nigga, you were the same nigga 3 months ago.
Exactly. And then get what's going to happen. Get what she going to say. Get what she going to be saying. She's going to call you so many broke niggas. You're going to be the most broken nigga. She's going to call you broke.
But I went broke 3 months ago. You had my back 3 months ago.
Yeah, your broke ass to that inbox.
That's right. Yeah, that inbox is nasty.
Then you got niggas dropping their girls off at work. They drop their girls off at work. Then they go out and treat out. They cheat all day.
They don't have no job.
That's why they broke. They get 20 from one girl. They get 20 from the big girl. Then how it go down?
Yep.
Get 20 from the big fat girl first. I'll talk. Now he drop your pretty ass off. He go to the fat girl house. He get $20 for her. Boom. Yeah. With $20, he ain't worried about gas because you gonna fill that bitch up. That bitch up.
That nigga gonna get a Nick. That nigga gonna get a Nick, 3 cents, a pom-pom, and a goddamn bag of chips. They two for $1, but he gonna get one. He don't eat like that.
All right. He got $13 left. he got $13 left. Then get what he gonna do.
We gonna go spend all of it, man. Yeah. I wanna spend some of it too. Let me spend some of it.
Yeah. You just say he getting a pom-pom, a Nick.
Y'all throw the pom-pom and one bag of chips.
And bag of chips. He getting a 35.
And get one
all night. But Jay, he gonna save $2-3. He gonna tell that bitch. He gonna say, I ain't got no gas in the morning. He gonna say, bitch, I got $2-3 for you. And then he back to the bitch and he dropped off at work. That's how the cycle works.
I'm gonna tell you how we at $13 right now. We're $3. We were at $16. Cause T loves that you gonna go buy a bill and you gonna bullshit at the bar at overtime at half hour. You waiting on the side chick. You waiting on the side chick to call you then, cause her boyfriend worked 3 to 11.
Yeah. So, you gotta get that in.
You gotta hurry up. So boom, you got $13 left. And now you got $11 left. You got $11 left.
In
2 hours.
And like the first 4 days, you gotta solve them mystery.
And one girl, your side chick, she cool. She got food stamps or whatever, so you don't really gonna need nothing. You just gonna pull up on her. Only thing about that, she gonna want you to run her somewhere. But
now you got no
money.
That's
mandatory.
Yes. She gonna, but it ain't gonna be far. It's just gonna be like just so she wanna be seen. Cause that's her thing. She wants somebody to see her with you, but you don't know it. So you pick her up. She be like, "Hey man, run me down here to the store down here where everybody be at. It be the store where everybody
then
be at."
Then you try to be a gentleman.
You try to be a gentleman because you pick her up. You be like, "Nah, baby, stay in the car." But now she want to get out because everybody playing the goddamn number at 345. She want to make sure she's
right.
Playing, you know.
Mind you, you got $11. So she
yeah, but she want. She want three.
She
want three.
She
might gonna get $1 cut out too.
Yeah, she ain't gonna want none of that. She gonna be like, "Let me get me a lime marita out of there. That $3. She gonna knock you down to $8. You got $8. Your old lady get out work at 5:30. You got to be there. You got $8. I'm trying to tell you, this is how far $20 can take a broke nigga.
So money management, not even mind you, the money he been saving all week,
he ain't spending none of that. That's the Yeah, that's
he gonna do some real bid with that. He gonna do some real bid.
No, he gonna take a Facebook picture with him.
Or buy a six pack of flat. Gonna buy a six pack of like put
naked. Yeah, he called himself covering up his track, but he'll post on Facebook. I get into the money while my baby at work. And then, you know what I'm saying, he'll post that picture he been saving all for you know, forever. You know what I'm saying?
He got
$8. Okay, he take her back to the crib.
You on a quarter tank now. You on a quarter tank of gas.
You been riding. Nah, The old lady don't fill it up. Your side chick, you don't got the money from the fat girl. And then, you know, the little chick, you might have just pulled up on the one you met on Facebook. You just done pulled up on her for about 10 to 15 minutes. You ain't making no noise. You know what I'm saying? You just pulled up. You know what I'm saying? But you still got the little nick. You know, you still got the little nick or whatever. So then when you leave, when you smash your side chick by 4 o'clock, that means you got the 5:30 to get your old lady. You're going to stop there, and you're going to smoke a blunt with your home button before you go pick her up. More likely, one of them might ride with you.
And she don't like that either because she tired of that dude in the car. You know, she tired of
that. That's right. He's going to ride with you out there to kill.
The sucker of life, and it ends with her fucking one of her coworkers. At the end of the day, everybody will lose.
you got them more money, but you going to tell your home, but if you a real nigga, you going to be like, dog, I've been doing this all day. We'll smoke this little blunt I got. Go get my old lady. I'm going to drop you out somewhere. Then you drop her off, you got $8 left. So when you on your way to get her, you stop and get her something nice. You know what I'm saying? With $8, you can get, it's a lot of nice stuff you can get one. So
wait,
pull up on her.
You can't get me
for $8? You ain't going to know how much nothing costs. You ain't going to know how much nothing costs. You a hood nigga. See, you a hood nigga. You can get anything for like $10, anything. You might run a car while you win.
Boy, I claimed two baby last year for $10, bro.
Trying to say. Look.
I paid that shit to sell to my husband. That bitch of that shit came January, bro. I had to have.
You don't know. She don't know that while you at your home by house, you at the trap. You at the trap now. You got $8. You at the trap. And you still got that nick that you had earlier. Cause your side chick. She don't smoke. It's a mid, too. But you going to go over your home by no house. And y'all gonna be smoking that, but he's trapping. He's selling rocks or whatever. Five.
He works.
And, you know,
he actually works.
It's gonna be so many folks. It's gonna be so many crackheads coming through there with different types of stuff. And one might come through there and be like, "Boy, I got this whole big old bag of this Bath and Body Work right here, boy. Boy, give me goddamn $5, boy."
Hold on, I had a dude try to sell me a microwave the other day for $10. That bitch didn't have no plate in it. I had to fuck my food on one email. And that nigga said, "You buy a plate for $2. I told that nigga no. I can't do it. You know, my funds are efficient for this transaction. I can't do that shit, you know? I can't do it. I feel you on the crackheads, though. I feel you on that, man.
That's
what's
right.
Wrong with the trap,
so you don't got the Bath and Body Work thing full of all her stuff. Because, you know, the crackhead used to bring in this stuff through now, so they know exactly what to steal. So now you got $3.
Because
you spent $5 on that. Then your homeboy, when y'all get through smoking, he might be like, "Hey, man, I'm going to ride with you over that way because I need to get dropped off at this chick crib." So y'all in the car, he got a sack. So he going to burn his sack with you in the car. So now the car's
going to
have
money. He need a ride.
Nah, he ain't going to never need no gas money because you burning her gas. Because she going to give you a woman that going to never, a real woman in the car ain't going to never be on empty.
Oh, I know plenty of women out there that leave some shit on weed out.
She ain't no woman then.
And I'm a real woman. A real? And I ride to the... Because I ride to the...
Well, you got kids. Do you have kids?
I don't.
Are you speaking to the caller or are you speaking to the co-host?
If a woman got kids, she gonna always have gas in her car because anything can happen, and she gonna be able to get them kids to the hospital or anywhere. A woman, they gonna jump in her car on E. And be like, you know, a woman with no kids, yeah, she'll go anywhere on E. She'll be all at Tip Drill Tuesday on E and go back home on E.
Or right, that damn Kenner Height reunion too that they doing this Thursday. Lil Boosie going to be there, but we ain't going to talk about that.
Well, who going to be there?
Lil Boosie? Lil Boosie going to be
there. It's going to be, all I know, if you get all that done, you going to have $3 left when you pick your own later.
Here's the question, man. What do you do with those $3? Do you buy the old lady a lime marita, or do you just put the bitch back in your pocket? What you do with the last three?
Now, you see, your old lady ain't gonna worry about the last three. You put that in your stash. Well, I don't.
So tomorrow,
I ain't got
so
to do that.
So tomorrow when I start, I'll have $23.
You had $23.
Boy, that's a goddamn plan, boy. I don't know what I'm doing in my life.
Then you go back to the fat girl after you get 20 more. You got $43.
43 and a sandwich.
Yeah. So by the time Sandy get there, $20 a day from the fat girl, that's $100. And then, you know, if them Jay coming out Saturday, you might
don't
you
forget
might go on. You gonna hit the fat girl. You gonna hit the fat girl for them Jay. You know what I'm saying? So
please don't get that sandwich.
I get the sandwich.
That's what I mean.
T-Love.
Who said I get the sandwich? That was Friday. Who want the sandwich?
I don't know. What's he love at?
Talking stupid, just like y'all. Talking stupid, just like y'all. So,
I'm just saying. I just broke it down. Okay.
So basically, we're gonna roll with the number one was
argument.
I said money, but
I go with social media.
Like,
it's social media.
Because then when you find out your old lady hope. On social media, you really do. You find out a whole lot of
like anything.
Yeah, you find out your old lady. Oh, yeah, and then
how do you find that out on social media though? I disagree with that because you can't.
Because she always be posting. She be posting that she bored.
You know, bored. You know,
on the bathroom site. Ain't got shit. How your old ass? How the hell you on the damn sink?
Let me tell you like this.
Get your ass out of the sink.
Get your goddamn ass out there and clean the bathroom. How the hell you own the sink and won't clean your bathroom? It's just something about that. Just let us know.
Now, how you take a picture in your bedroom and all your mattress on the floor?
You got one even better. How you be posting pictures in front of your bathroom saying talking about you a boss, but you got AIM toothpaste on your counter? I mean, I just signals that I'm seeing on the internet. I just don't know what's going on. It's just me personally.
I be scrolling all the time, but she's so fine, but I don't know who that old man is in her living room that stay there. It's in the
house. They're all.
Yeah, whatever. Girl, knock on the door. He'd be like, "Come on in." You get in the house, and then it'd be somebody in the living room, and out to the bed, and be like, "She back there in the back, man. That man going on back there."
He always be in the wheelchair and had that breathing machine. Somebody don't worry about him.
Hey, look, I knew a thought one time. Her uncle stayed with her. Cause she would get his disability check, and she always locked his wheel cause he ain't have no arms. I was like, man, you wrong. You locked his wheel on his wheelchair.
You know what, y'all? That's all y'all saying is about women, but we can get y'all on social media too, because a lot of y'all men people don't leave women inboxes. I mean, come on, man, we can tell y'all about.
I don't do that.
It goes both ways, but. The only kind of woman a man gonna run out the light that when he got another lady is a bit to put herself out there anyway. She let you know she a thot. She let you know she a fuck another woman. Man,
I heard a song. On that note, look, I heard a song today. I heard a song today. I heard a song today. It was J. Cole. J. Cole had a song today. He was like, "Shout out to all my hoes in Cali. Shout out to all." Now he was like, so he said something about a real man will
know
who a hoe is. It don't make no difference. I can Google it.
He talking about that song.
And he be saying like, shout out to the nigga who know a hoe.
Yeah. Shout out to the nigga who knows. That shit there. Yeah.
That's right. That shit ride. You know what I'm saying? And he's talking about, and you know, it hoes in making and some women in making. So you can't just never be like making 4 hours trying to hate on making to be like, hey, man, everybody ain't shit in making, everybody fucking everybody. It's a lie. Because I'm not. You might assume that.
But okay, you're not, but you're in that smaller population. And we do have some rationalists going on and some messages. I mean, let's be honest.
You know,
That's the world.
Okay, but again, I feel like some people are guilty by association on Facebook too.
And that's another thing. If y'all, I'm gonna say this: if I hang with three crackheads and I just hang with these bitches every day, I don't smoke no crack, but I hang with them though, nigga. I smoke crack.
Social media is gonna make you smoke crack. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
They could be like three of my cousins, not just hang with them like that. We grew up together. They smoke crack, and I'm sitting here playing
correct.
Spade with them. Get what? I'm smoking crack and playing spade too.
That's a correct.
But that's how this shit works. That's
social media. That's a correct.
This world, the world.
Yeah, the word. Yeah, that's a correct. It's called the
you
word. This word is driven by social media right now. You won't believe. You won't believe nothing I say. But you will believe if you believe what somebody tell you on Facebook or in your
they
inbox,
believe
you will
believe
before I tell you the truth. One thing about me, I've been honest since I was 30 years old. I'm 38 now.
Oh, I
yeah, right. Cause I be trying to let folk know.
I hate lying. See, that's what get me crazy. You know how you asked me how we were talking earlier, y'all saying how sweet I am and how not, but see, stuff like this gets me crazy. I feel
not
like
crazy.
People
not
but,
crazy.
Not
crazy.
Yes.
See, you've been doing a lot of raw. You've been doing that raw sex, man. You gotta get out of the
feeling. What you been doing now?
She been doing that raw sex. No, her grandma, come here, girl, let me smell you. You been doing that raw sex, ain't you?
I have not been doing anything.
Yeah, you let him just put the head in, then you know that's how your mama got here. Somebody let me put the head in.
All right.
You sound like a seal, man. You can't be acting like a seal. You're talking about I. This sound like a seal, man. We're talking in nigga right now, man.
When women do that, it's the same thing. Like you say, where you been? You like, hell, where I been? They do the seal, man. It's a substitution.
Yeah, you got to see.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't give a woman think fast. So you can't give her a millisecond to even really get her words out because she can think of a sentence within a sentence while she's thinking about the sentence that she's going to display to you.
But the thing that gives it away is that what thing that gives it away is their facial expression when they're doing it. Cause they looking at you like they lying while they tell you that lie.
But I never call a girl and ask for no sex, boy. Call a girl and ask for sex, boy. She tell you, okay, come over. She be like, bring me some cheese crystals when you get here. Then you get over there, she might tell you some shit like period came on, anything.
Yeah, because she want no crystals and she want no two singles and she want to got that lime arena. But you ain't going to bring, look that bitch, that you brought the shark cans. So either way, you feel good at the end of the day because you paid $2. You know,
on that note, man, we don't went way over our time.
On that note, we say, everybody still listening in. I got a couple of tweets, and also on the chat line, a lot of people saying that you three guys are funny, and you know, what about me? You know, because y'all took off.
Somebody has to be, you gotta ask your mama. Somebody got to be Scottie Pippen. Somebody got to be Michael Jordan. Somebody got to be Scottie Pippen. Somebody got to be Lamont Stafford. Somebody got to sit there and just take that shit. You know what I mean? You got to be Steph Curry or Clay Thompson.
Now,
I tell you what, girl, for the job you put on tonight, girl, your future's looking great. I tell you that the sky's the limit.
Don't try to sing,
okay,
but it's double good. We in the hood.
I got FYI. Finally got a chance to listen to your show tonight. The guys are very funny on there tonight. Oh, wow. Okay, well, we thank you guys. We thank you guys for all the compliments. We thank you all for still tuning in, even though we are 15 minutes over. It's okay because we can run this hour show. We're running as long as we want. And we thank you guys for continuing to tune in. And we thank all you guys for calling in tonight, for really making the show really live. All of my ideas came straight from the dome tonight. And of course,
mine as well.
He always feel like he beat me on something, but
I be beating you, man. Once you get it together, where you can over like you, my rules and my words that I always say, cause I'll be on point. I just did it. You thought your number one answer was gonna be different, but it was.
Well, we all came to the agreement, and we will load it up on Facebook that social media is the number one argument starter in relationships, new relationships, old relationships, and therefore we do say, I do say on Facebook, And I'm very interested in to hear what's going on. Go ahead, ma'am. Tell them where they can find you at T-Love
It's like T-Love back there in the background, back there, turning over tables and stuff. Oh, they must have got arguing about social media. T-Love. You hear folks talking? It sounds like T-Love back there arguing about social media, man.
Well, you already know T-Love been expressing about his love on Facebook lately. He wanted them to get out there too.
Oh.
I mean, so I don't know T-Love. What's going on.
I just say, keep your business, your personal business to a minimum, because this shit is evil in the world. Devils ain't happy for your happiness. So, you know, you might have been
ain't
so right. Let me say this, man. I ain't talked to your ass in the last 4 years, but she don't like the bitch that you talking to. So out of animosity and hatred, get what she going to do? She going to offer niggas to push. That's how this shit works. This shit is territorial, especially with men, with the shortage of men, because niggas sucking dick and faggots like a motherfucker. They in prison, so ain't no real men out here. You know what I mean? It's just like having a good sale when it comes to these men. Everybody wants some of it, because real men don't exist no more. Right. I'm just going to end it at that.
Hold on, which one of y'all talking? Right. You and T-Love sound alike.
Well, I ain't no doubt T-Love. I'm that guy who sound like Zoe and kind of look like him, but I ain't him, though.
Oh, he be a better man.
Yeah, whoever I might be. I'm just telling you, on some real shit. I mean, that's just how it is now. So, yeah. On that note, I'm timed out.
Okay, well,
all right,
bro. Go ahead and let them know where to get your hair from.
Well, I got to be where to get the hair. Oh, no. So, now we had an argument.
No, that's number nine.
Number nine. That's near where you get your hair from. Because he feels
the shit. Nigga, I always full of shit now. You know what I mean? That's the last time he full of shit. He's full of shit for you there.
Hey, it's some people so tired of holding the phone to the ear right now. It's sweating, got your sweat in it. The chilling ain't going to bed.
It's a nigga out there tomorrow that will not get $20 in the morning, nigga. We done fucked your goddamn up, bitch. You ain't getting shit, bitch. You been reduced.
I mean, he can nigga, you
that nigga get 10, bro. He'll get on career builder, start looking for a job. That nigga get $10 goddamn dollars.
She hammered. Man, them said you gonna get $20 from me tomorrow, and you gonna start your day.
One thing about it, people believe in the internet and radio talk shows, so somebody gonna really believe that shit and not get a man $20 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll just lie, y'all, and get that man $20, man. It's only you.
Don't give him $20. Don't give him $20.
Show who's name to call in, man.
Exactly.
On that note, y'all can catch me on Instagram at Exotic Plush Hair. I've been selling that for 4 years. Premium hair extensions at the lowest prices available, because I'm a guy and I know I want a woman to look good. So when another woman don't want you to look good, they're going to have the highest prices. They don't want you to look that good, better than they can do it. And I already know for a fact I got the lowest prices probably in the southeastern region. But you can also catch me on Facebook at Miguel Mailman Esperanza, and you can also catch me on Facebook as Miguel Esperanza. And, you know, I politic, you know what I'm saying? Just hit me up. Phone number 478-461-1435. Get up
right,
me for
T-Lo,
your hair needs.
Where they catch you at,
T-Lo? I think T-Lo, yeah. I think they don't call the police on T-Lo, man.
I think
the radio don't start an argument too.
Yeah, I mean that's what we do. You know, we come in the household, we take over. That's what we do. Where you
about to go? You ain't $2 Where you at? Nah, man, I got the Wendy's hamburger right here, man. I had three of them. I ate two. I'm finna eat the last one, man. I'm finna my little drink. You know, I had to do inventory tonight.
Oh, okay, I better go take it in too. Yeah, I gotta hang out tonight.
We appreciate
you. All right,
baby. All right, one.